empowered females. But it just wasn't like that then. And I think that people don't really realize that that the Runaways were the first girls to play music like that. And it could have been someone else, but it wasn't. It was them. And so it's, I think, an interesting story for a movie.
You both talk about being at Sundance and what that means for you. And have you been able to feel like the atmosphere here where just people really love movies?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's great because this is not like your typical movie, I feel like. I think this is for people who like really love stories and characters and the relationship between characters. And also there's like the musical aspect of it, which I think people will really like here. And getting to, be around the people that helped make the movie too is really special.
Do you feel that you're just, I mean,
if you wanted to.
I grew up listening to The Runaways and Joan Jett, and I sort of look at my nieces who are, 14 and 15, and it seems that female empowerment has really almost taken a bit of a downturn. I mean, I look at, I don't see that many chicks going out there going to get their leather duds. I don't see them going out there and strapping on electric guitars. I see them wearing, like, thigh-high boots and short black skirts and, trying to make themselves look as Paris Hilton-y or as empty-headed as possible in a way to attract the opposite sex. And I wonder how you guys feel as sort of quasi-representations of your generation about, about the general trend in terms of female empowerment. I mean, I almost feel that we're walking backwards.
Yeah, but like at the same time, like a lot of those girls who wear these high boots and short skirts, like it's like girls the generation of girls have like overcompensated and been like, well, I can be promiscuous and I can do just like what the guys do, and like I don't want to say that girls aren't cut out for that, but I think that it sort of is the way that it is because like I think it is kind of gross that like. I mean, it's not like I have fully developed thoughts on this shit either, but it's a weird, I feel, and this is just, like, something that I've noticed, is, like, it's overcompensating because it's, like, we're supposed to be, we're not sexual predators, like, we're not the aggressor ever, and so girls want to be able to say that we can do everything that guys do now, and that's true for some, but I think that a lot of girls might, that's not healthy, I don't know, it's, like, it's not... Do you know what I mean?
I think I do.
no.
But because I think the young generation has bought into it. Look, by going out there and wearing like very few, just a stitch of clothing for heaven's sake, they're going out half naked. By doing that, I'm empowering myself because I'm
That's
in charge
I mean.
Of my
yeah,
sexuality.
Yeah.
But is that? Do you believe that? Do you believe that by going out there and saying I'm gonna go out there and make myself look as slutty as possible, that's as empowering for me as a female?
I think it's different for different people. I think for Cherie going out in her corset was empowering for her. And I think that by her singing Cherry Bomb, she believed that she was that. And having that corset on made her feel like she was queen of the world and no one else was better than she was. And that's why, I think that's why she sounds the way that she does. And I think that's why her personality is the way that it is. And so I think it's different for, obviously Joan didn't do that and still doesn't do that, but I think it's different for, people interpret their sexuality in different ways.
That's an interesting moment in the film because it's kind of not commented on. Has she gone too far? Has she sort of debased the image? I just wonder what your take on that scene is. Has she gone too far or is she taking it to another level?
When she performs Cherry Bomb?
When she puts that outfit on, the sexy outfit in Japan.
Like at that height, like when it gets to be the most.
Yeah.
Right.
I just wonder if you thought she was kind of going a bit down the taking it from jumping the shark kind of thing, going a bit trashy too soon.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
It's left open in the film.
I mean, it sort of, like, it proves to be too much for her, and so, like, obviously that's...
Yeah. Ultimately it does, but I don't know if that's the moment where it becomes too much.
Well, like, what's weird is Joan's doing all the same shit. And it's okay for her. She can handle it. And it's like, it's what she wants to do. It's just not for her.
And their clothes were very different. So I was going to ask you, as actors, getting to step into these period costumes and, these costumes for you in the movie, how did that play into how you were able to become Cherie and Joan?
I think it was a big part of it for me, especially because the jumpsuits and the boots and everything